Are you hearing what I'm telling you? You can have great enthusiasm towards a goal. You are going to write BEC and you want 9 ones or you want 10 ones. You can have great enthusiasm. It's to show how you are learning. Many of you don't have zeal towards BEC. Oh, BEC, ba. I hear the people roam around town. Like they dress up, then they will be walking on the streets. Do you do some here in Techima? Do they do some here in Techima? They do it. They will wake up from their house. Then they will dress up. They're not going anywhere. They will just be walking on the streets. Say, Ekoshia, they were so hard, but Uncle she knew how to call her. She said, Nipano, only zeal, Emma, and Yoma, and Huhia, and our Nam Quainho, Mukwa, could see Junction now. No one's answering, which has a messy Junction with Inquasia, just walking up and up and up and up. You know, meanwhile, BEC is coming. What's it put to the same thing? I hear I'm telling you. Number three, energetic commitment. Why are you drinking? Say, I didn't know me yet. And now they were holding so the tai chi over here. And you see, we cannot see the zeal inside you, but we can see the way you are moving. You are always there. And I'm saying that since you will see it. Choristers who are in church, dancing stars who come for rehearsals. This place, do you have dancing stars who don't like preaching? Like when they come and finish dancing and then they'll go out. Do you do some here in Techiman? Oh, you don't mind me again. You do something in Techima. Dancing stars will wear their costume very nicely. They will come to church. They will not even come early. They will come at the time they know that they will call them to dance. They will not come for prayer time. They won't come for worship time. Then they will come during the dancing time. Then they will come and dance. You see, dancing stars, their zeal, no, is for the dancing. But they don't have zeal for prayer. They don't have zeal for the preaching of the... Am I not preaching well? Or here, it doesn't work here. Almost say we are. As our common om konum nsio. Ramon in nandaini husan, nandaini husan. Does it happen here? You see dancing stars, they have passed here. Then they have passed here. Then they have passed here. They will not sit in the church so that they can hear the preaching. She said, yeah, Messiah, you say you ain't here, call your baby. But when it is dance, ombe timia bad all night dance rehearsal. Asana junini na madiachi. But when it is like sit down and listen to preaching, there's a different problem. You don't have energetic commitment to the dancing, but not to the other things of God. Dancing stars send about prayer meeting. Over prayer meeting Friday, our own dancing stars. And now what I'm saying not making sense to you. Last week, Friday, in my church, we had prayer meeting. 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock, Friday in the evening. 7 o'clock, dancing stars started coming to the church. From 6:30, dancing stars started coming to the church. We were in the hall. We were doing prayer meeting. Then when they come, you see how you have a building here, no? Which we have a building on like this, but our building, the one on this side, is a story building. So when the dancing stars come, the gate is here. When they come, then they will pass here. Prayer meeting is here. We are praying. When they come from the gate, then they will pass here. Then they will go and enter. Oh, so they are in nine. You see, there are rooms there. Oh, what they are going to do? But they will come. Then they will enter. Then they will come. Then they will enter. So I'm asking myself that. So you dancing star, no? Oh, bon pa ni biya. Enya na se enye. So we have all night rehearsal. Oh, but all night rehearsal. I ever start at 10 o'clock. Now here prayer meeting 7 o'clock. Now bar sorry. And you so tifi head that for the all night. Oh, when ya bar sorry no. I'm not saying anything well. Won't you come and pray? The Bible says in Luke 18, verse 1, it says, men ought always to pray and not to faint. Matthew 7, verse 7 says, ask, it shall be given to you. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? The Bible says that, the next verse says that, because the one who asks, he will receive. What does it mean? The one who does not ask, what will happen to him? What will happen to him? And see, as we are in the church, that's why I'm telling you something. You see, I'm going to show you the things that you must have energetic commitment to. You must, from after this conference, there are some things when we are doing it in the church, your energy must be behind it. Because it is in the, listen, don't move. Oh, hey, don't do that. Leave the boy, leave him. For back to her. Bra. Yeah, oh, bra. No, wo kitu ano or shop white no. Come. The frozen. Huh? Eh? Or say CK. CK. Makunya ni. Mina meti ha say. Tina ha mami. Why? Mm-hmm. That should be obey Pastor CK. Why? I want to round up. We can go home and come again tomorrow. How many of you come tomorrow morning? How many of you will come tomorrow? How many baby china? China ombe. China ana ubu efu nti. China oma. How many baby china? Any ice cream can nti na baby china o. Preaching nti any ice cream can nti. And your eyes can't get into my mind. Say, ask you, come on, international. I'm about help you, and you're not going to be now. But are you paying attention? Are you here? Are you here? If you don't like prayer meeting, you don't have zeal towards, I'm telling you something. God, He is not lefty. You know lefty. You know lefty. I don't know why they have been saying that. People say that God is not a lefty. I don't know why they have been saying that. But God, He's not a lefty. God, He said, ask. Mpesa. Mpesa. And then men kasanchen. Also men kasanchen. You don't ask. You don't get. If I come for prayer meeting and I pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, give me long life, Lord. May I live long, Lord. Give me strength. May I not die early. And you didn't come for the prayer meeting and you didn't pray that prayer. What will happen? God will, He said, the one who asks will receive. So because I have asked God for more life, God will give you. You didn't come for the prayer meeting, you didn't go. So whatever will kill you and make you die early will kill you. So I'm showing you that when we walk with God, we must choose correctly the things that we must have zeal. Is it making sense to you? That's why I came to tell you. I came to tell you that there are things in this life that God is expecting you that you must have, you must be zealously, it must affect you with zeal, zealously affected in those things. And in those things, they are good things. Choose those good things. Now let me show you, then we go home for today. What will zeal do to you? When you have zeal, it does something to you, the person. What does it do to you? It does to you two things. Those of you who are writing, tomorrow everybody's bringing a book. Say amen. Everybody's bringing what? And a what? And a pen or a pencil. You write. Is it okay? Everybody. Book, pen, pencil to write. Including ladies and gentlemen. You will not mind me again. Ladies and gentlemen. I'm surprised that you have come to church looking very nice, but you didn't bring a book to writing. Why? Where are you coming from town? You didn't know that there was a program. You were on your way to the airport and then they call you that you should come back because there's a program happening. So your suitcase cried as you were going to the airport. You have to bring it. I'm not seeing the thing well. Yeah, he looks like he was going to London. And now I'm a friend of my person, so I'm signing chains. I'm rap. What dress? Come and say, one for book me. I'm mad. And those of you on this island, ladies and gentlemen, to a chinam, I mean, trim, I'm a crass, I'm a bahasi. Now, look at how you look at my face. We have come for a conference. Conference, you learn things to go and do. Smile and let me see. Why are you serious? Smile. Two things that zeal will do to you. Number one, if you have zeal, number one. Sister, this girl here. No, the one sitting now, that one. Ah, why? You soon where Auntie Georgina, collect the water from this girl. She's here. And pay attention. Bonsam pese or jijimu. Now listen. I'm saying only two things and we can go home. When you are zealously affected, you see the word affect. You see, I don't know affecting you. And you don't say like that. Asemna kwane kind no affecting you. You don't know what it's about. Affecting me. I am a baby. Yes, I feel like say atimakumo amami raho. But a dear be a affecting me. Say a kwa we ne wono. Oh, affecting me. So is it like nyankopon zeal no? Affecting me. Now is it when you say it has affected you? Like just like how you say when somebody has died, it has affected me. The affecting it has affected you. Maybe it has made you sad. What you say? Uh-huh. I didn't for so well be you know, instead of sad no, a bit me obuefu. In the assembly kind of affecting maybe not a mama me buefu. In the affecting no, depending on what it is, it can be it made you sad, it made you annoyed, or it made you charged. So zeal too, when you have it, it affects you. Are you following me? Now, what kind of affecting does zeal affect you? Number one, when you have zeal, it wears you out. WEARS. Tomorrow, I will say all these things. You write all. I want you to write all these things and go home with it. When you come, I will say all again. You write all down. Is it a good idea? Yes. Number one, your zeal, when you have zeal, what does it do to you? Number one, it affects, it wears you out. Psalm 119, verse 139. Psalm 119, please don't mention to baby shark, to. Yeah, sorry, oh to baby shark, to. Don't do that. Where are we? 139. Someone 139. Ah, you don't like me again. I'll leave you in Techiman. I brought you from Kumasi. You will not show me verse. I'll dash you to Techiman people. The Bible says, my zeal has consumed me because my enemies have forgotten thy ways. My zeal in the NIV. Show me NIV. In the NIV, it says, my zeal wears me out. You will stay here in Techimampe. You won't go back to Kokumasi. This is your behavior there. You will not. I'll dash you to the Techiman people. Auntie Georgina, take him. Why? In natural. Show me verse. You cannot show me verse. There's no NIV on your. Is that a computer for you? It's not your computer. So what do you have? NLT. Let me see. No, I will not. George, you should not sit in the car when we are going back. Yeah, you should just stay here. I don't like it. The indignation is a big word. I don't know what it means. Let me read it myself. So let me read it for you. Psalm 119, verse 139 in the NIV. Please don't talk. Don't talk. If you talk, you are disturbing me. It says, my zeal wears me out, for my enemies ignore your words. So the first thing that zeal does to you is that. And you see, the word wear, I wrote something down. It says, when you say it wears me, it means you have an overwhelming anger towards wrongdoing. That will bring you pain and suffering. Let me explain. What is going on is this. Woe you that you have zeal, that you have come for prayer meeting, that you have put one hand here. You know, there's a way to pray. There are different ways to pray. One of the ways to pray is that, you see, there's a way to stand. If you have been a Christian for some time, you have been praying for some time. You know, some of you pray, you do like this. You're not serious. Now, Nyankopon or heaven, from here to heaven, you know the distance. So I pray away our boy, then you Nyankopon, I'm an ayamao. When you're serious, there are people when you are praying, you are serious. There's a way it shows. There's a way to stand. Even the leg must shake small. Even when you see the person, it's like, no, this guy. Something is happening in the person to the person inside. And I'm not saying it well. If you come to prayer meeting, and some people are praying. Even sometimes the sisters, the ladies, no, the aunties, they will be praying. If you see that sometimes, once in a while, you will see some sister who has zeal. Hey. Charlie, if you get sister who has zeal for prayer, no, it's not good. You have to go far away. Can't come near. But I'm saying that somebody who is serious about, who is zealous about God, there's a way you stand. Then there's a way you do, your hand will come somewhere like this. Do you see? We are going to pray for the power of the Holy Spirit to flow in this conference and to believe the Lord for miracles, signs, and wonders. We are praying that devils will be cast out of the place and every bondage, anybody in bondage will be released. Come on, let us pray. Then you see the hand goes here. If you come for prayer meeting, you are sitting down to pray. Maybe not home foul. But if you are well, I don't want to say you're not serious. You stand up. You see all this big hall here. One day I was in university. I listen to my story. I'm telling you a story. I was in university. I was in third year. I'm going to final year. I was staying in some house. I'm telling you a story. Keep quiet and listen to the story. Otherwise, you won't hear. Phoebe. And I woke up at dawn one morning, 5 a.m. I felt like I wanted to pray. So I was looking for a place to go and pray. My favorite place to pray is park. You know park, school park, like park where they play football. I like park more than church room. Park is big like this. And this thing. When I go to a park, then I'm in heaven. So I woke up in the morning and said, there was a school where I was staying. There was a school by where I was staying, and they had a park. So I woke up in the morning and I entered the school park to go and pray. 5 at dawn. It was dark small. Uncle Isaac. When I got to their place, the school park, and they have trees, like this type of big neem trees, you know, around. The park itself is here. But you see how you have trees here, no? And they have trees there. So when I got there, I saw the church. So, main pe edwebia sing konshena, main kanto. When I got to the tree, no? When I entered the school park, no? I started to... Yeah, I said, hey, people are here already. So when I got to the place, I saw that we are now a genie tree. We are now a genie tree. I mean, some share trees. Nana me pay. Bina me ko shasi. Anye manda la brosha. Makonda la bahanda. Repako takala baha. Raskobala. You see, when you come into a room, when you come into this room, and you see me and Queen's Love are praying. We are praying. Anybody who is praying seriously, I think we're healed. This thing that you are healed. We don't use this one to pray. Prayer meeting. You don't come to prayer meeting with this. Any woman who comes to prayer meeting and wants to pray, or you to her. This is how we pray. So if you come into a room and they have given a topic, say, we are praying for the power of the Holy Spirit to come into our lives so that we will experience every day, we will experience miracles, signs and wonders. Do you like miracles? Do you like signs and wonders? Yes. We want to experience miracles, signs and wonders. So we're going to pray. Okay. Shall we pray? Pray. So have you seen? So me and her, we are in the church. Oh. The prayer papa has given the prayer topic. And then he said we should pray. So you are pray. So pray or prayer. You can go anywhere at all you want to pray. And then I have come to here. He said, shall we pray? You pray. Then I have come here. The power of God, Lord. Miracles, Lord. Signs, Lord. Wonders, Lord. Me and her. Who has you? She's praying. She's not praying. She's not praying. Me and her, who has you? Jesus, is that you are wondering whether this prayer that she's praying, whether God will hear it or God will not hear it. So when you have come to prayer meeting, I'm explaining to you what it means to be. It's like it wears you out. When a person has you, what it does is that when you see somebody else who is not doing things with energy like how you are doing it, you become annoyed. That's and the reason why you are annoyed, let me tell you another story. One day, if you don't say the one day, I'll not tell the story. We are closing friends. One day. You are Desmond. One day. You, what is your name? You, the red, green and red on your shirt. Entry. One day. If Entry doesn't say the one day, I'll not tell the story. Entry, one day. When I was in university, I had four roommates. One of them was patching. So we were four people in the room, but we were supposed to be four, but we were five. Hey. My butu be our. One room, eyes can canary area. I think I'll bend the name her, say, but she's not here preaching. Why? She's going to wee wee or what? After all the break that we have had, oh boy. Everybody say, oh boy. Oh, we be. One day, my roommates were four. And they were all older than me. I was the youngest person in the room, in university. They were all grown-up people. And two of them, the one whose friend was patching in our room, the two of them, they were Catholics, but they were very serious Christians. Like, very serious. I mean, even me, I was a Christian, but when I look at them, I say, no, I'm not serious. They were very, like, their mind, like, serious. So one day, this one of them went to classroom. Brah, boss, chairman, distinguished guest, honorable, the fellow saying, I'm Messiah. You are the one they were talking about this one. Hey, I've not seen anybody they are called. It's nice to meet you. It's a pleasure. So now, don't walk. When you are walking, you are disturbing me. Okay, do you like me? And then sit down. I don't want you to disturb me. I was in the room. They go and study in the classroom, but I study in the room. I cannot stand classroom learning. Because I accommodate them in 10 term. Until me nante call class and accommodate me, I was missing nante about them. Until me did me the student will be adding anyone. To comment them, let me dinam at twice. So what do you think? Is that a good idea? Put your hands together for me. Yeah. When I'm learning, I become hungry very fast. I don't like to classroom type of learning. Learn where the food is. When I'm hungry, I can stop and eat the food and continue. So I was in the room. And then they all went out to go and study. And I was studying, because there's a table in the room. So I was studying in the room. Then I got tired, I slept. They studied very far into the night. So in the night, in fact, this today, that particular day, he didn't go for long. He he went out. Oh, Charlie, I'm going to class to come. I said, go and come. A few, some small time later, he came back again. And then me, I was lying down in my bed. There was no lights in the room. And he came. And then he came to sleep. So the following day, there's another roommate. We were sitting down in the room. And he started laughing. He started laughing. I said, ah, why are you laughing? He said, the night before, he was in the room. Me and him were in the room. I was asleep. He was in the room. He was like, then this guy who went to go and study, he went to the class and then he came back. It didn't take long, then he came back. When he came back, he came to lie down. He would be in his bed. Then he would shout. Then he would say, Egwaman. Ah! Egwaman. So you see, you understand, like, there are two bunk beds, top and down, top and down. I am sleeping on one down. This guy, the other guy who was telling me the story, is sleeping on top of my top. Then the other bed, the other guy also came to class, went to class and came. I came to lie down. Then, Egwaman, in the darkness. Then he would turn himself in the bed. Ah, Egwaman. So this guy who is telling me the story, you know, he asked him that, what is the problem that small no Egwaman, small no Egwaman? He said that he went to the classroom block to go and study. When he was climbing the staircase, you see, staircase has an under. Have you seen staircase have under? When he was climbing the staircase, he saw a boy and a girl under the staircase doing something bad. He said, when he saw it, he couldn't learn again. So he packed his books and he came back to the room. So, I said, you know that's what I'm saying. That's why I know him. So, when he remembers it, Egwaman, that's what he's saying. He could not, because the zeal of the Lord was it. He was a grown-up man. He could not understand how a young boy and a young girl who have come to school, not even in a room that you have closed the door, under a staircase. What I'm saying, is it making sense to you? Under a staircase. So he said, when he saw them, they saw him, that he saw them. They didn't stop. They didn't stop. He said, no, I can't learn it. Like what I have seen with my eyes. I can't, even that, the fact that he saw it with his eyes crumpled, it was disturbing him. He said, I can't learn again. So he took his books and came back to the room to come and sleep. When your zeal wears you out, when you see people doing the wrong thing, it makes you angry. That is the meaning of my zeal. It wears me. Please, you don't have NIV. In King James says, my zeal consumes me. You too, when you have zeal, one of the things it will do to you is that you will not, is that, and you see, let me talk, those of you who are in secondary school or about to go to secondary school, the reason why when you go to secondary school, When you go to secondary school, the reason why, am I preaching to you? The reason why the people who are doing the bad things are able to convince you who know the good thing to stop your good thing and follow the bad thing is because you do not have a zeal towards the good things. They who are doing the bad things, their zeal is strong. I tell you something. You will not be able to convince another person to follow you into something unless your zeal shows. You are quiet in the church now. My quiet in the church. Asana mekan munti asana se munti asye. Ade na o ye no. Na e ya de papa no. Wa ho den. Ene won kikan hon a o de ye no. Eh? E da fom. E wo fom. Enti. Omo omo cha won hwe sha no. Enye omo fe. Crown pose. Like ade na o ye no. Ombe pesa ombe yebi. That's why nowadays, you see, nowadays, first, no, it is people who invite, even when it comes to children, it's children who invite their friends to come to church. You invite your friends to the, somebody has done research in Shemu. Actually, I say, Omoa, you call it evangelism, any crusade, any outreach, door to door, any Omo bar sorry no. Any Omoa, Omanam for four and answer, Omo Nunum, and then Omo bar sorry no. Omo Omo che, Ewa sorry, Pano, any Omoa, Omanam for four, any Omo bar sorry. They will come to the church, they will be in the church forever and ever. But the crusade is a real research. Somebody did it. Real research. They don't stay. You do crusade, you spend money, people give their lives to Christ, they come to church, after some time they stop coming. Door to door. But the people who their friends bring them to church, they will be coming until they grow old. The reason why you have not brought somebody, friend, you Desmond, like by now, your friend should be 1,000 in this church. Unless you don't have friends. Your friend, but you see, your zeal, for the things of God, your zeal for the righteousness of God, it's not there and it's not showing and it's not attracting them enough to want to follow you. That's why you go to secondary school. You rather. I'm not preaching well now. You are very quiet in the church. I'm preaching now. Yes. When your friends see how you can say books of the Bible, Genesis, Exodus. And by the way, if you are in this church and you say books of the Bible by singing a song, stop. I've canceled that thing in the name of Jesus. You don't learn books. You don't say books of the Bible by singing a song. My daughter is 3 years old. 3 years old. She can start books of the Bible and start Genesis, Exodus. If I bring her, if I put that girl and Desmond here, I'm sure Desmond will be disgraced. I'm very sure Desmond will be disgraced. Oh, we should try. I should call her on the phone. Let her start. And then we'll see where you will reach and you will stop. Don't sing a song to tables of the Bible. You must know it. You must know it in your head. In your head, you must know. You must know whether Ezekiel comes before Daniel or after Daniel. You must know it. And when you are like that, your friends who are working with you, they see how, Charlie, I want to be your friend. I want to be. And that's how you say, how do you learn it? So, my church, our pastor in church, our madam, how do you call her? How do they call her? Auntie. Is that what I'm saying? Our auntie in church, she taught us. Me too, I want to say some. Come and let us go to church. Before you realize, one soul has followed him to church. I'm not preaching well. Yeah, I'm not. Your zeal. It's that's what. Number one. When you have zeal, Queen's love, it makes you angry at people who do wrong things. And because you are angry at them, you can never follow them. You will never follow them. You will not follow them. I went to secondary school. In the secondary school I went to, by the way, I went to the best secondary school in Ghana. Let's not argue. In case there's somebody here who has another opinion. I went to the best, even online people, online, don't argue. I went to the best secondary school in Ghana. I'm not mentioning the name, but if you know, you know. If you know, you know. And when I went there, that school, there were weed smokers there. Weed smokers. There were plenty of weed smokers there. Bad boys. I went to the school. I was there for 3 years. Who do you know who I was working with? I was working with SU people. Yes. One day, when I say one day, you don't say one day. May happen. One day. My preaching is very nice, but I don't know why you are all looking very serious. It's very nice preaching I'm preaching. You know a nice preaching I'm preaching to you? Huh? You know a nice preaching I'm preaching to you? I'm asking Dorothy, is it not nice preaching I'm preaching to you? So smile at me. So preach. Me catch yourself. Yeah, preach. Preach, preacher, preach. Tomorrow if you come here with this behavior, we will not give you ice cream cake. They say we are doing fasting and prayer. Secondary school. SU fasting and prayer. We used to do it every Friday. Sometimes, when we do the prayer, sometimes, you know, when we do the fasting, 2 o'clock, it's lunchtime. So 2 o'clock, when the whole school is going to the dining hall for lunch, then we, the SU people, we go to the assembly hall to pray. So they will be eating in the dining hall and we are praying. It's nice, keke. But sometimes also, instead of going to assembly hall, we go to the school farm. School farm is where the agri students do their practicals. They plant cassava. They'll go and look at it, whether it's growing well, not growing well. They plant corn. That's school farm. Sometimes the prayer meeting for the fasting, no? When the people are in the dining hall eating this thing. Friday square, what do we eat? It's garri and beans, eh? Fridays are garri and beans. When they are eating the garri and beans, no? Then we will go to the school farm. So, I am not school farm, no more choir, I am a dodgy. But one day, I say, oh, Minko will be that. Because she said, yeah, school farm is so tear. Let me do what she call here. He said, I was not following weed smokers to go into the school farm to go and smoke weed. I was following SU people to go to the school farm, to go and do what? To go and pray. So I went with them. When I got there, are you listening to my story? I'm almost close. When I go to the school farm, when I reach, Phoebe, are you tired? You're tired. Sit like this. If you are tired, sit like this. Hey, Phoebe. There was this senior. The senior was the one leading the prayer. When I reached, I didn't go very early. I got there. They were already praying. When I reached the place, this senior was leading the prayer. He has removed his shirt and he has hung it on one of the trees. And he was wearing, it's a boys' school. There are no girls there. In case you are thinking what you are thinking, there are no girls there. So he has removed his shirt, he has hung it on the tree. Muti here preaching, no? And I kind of sing it in Kwan. I say, we are going to pray. Want us to pray and pray that there will be a revival in the school and that people will follow God again. The fear of God will come into the school again. Shall we pray? So when he said, shall we pray? No. That me my first time in the school farm. So I was standing here. He was standing here. People are in circle. Shall we pray? We are. No, I could pay a bro B. No, I go to Nanchen. We are not a pet mango tree. We are not a pet neem tree. The man himself went under some tree. When he prays, when he's praying, you see, even the human being, he has prayed the prayer now. He's when he stands, Nihase goes in. He was a slim guy. It enters. Then he bends like this. As I was standing there, I was looking at the people, what was going on. I said, hey, let me pay Drebi. It was in that school that I learned how to be serious. You you're not serious. You're bumpy. We be we need now. Oh, she be beer. Oh, she wine. Oh, yeah. Nyankopon now. Oh, bumpy. Channel or heaven. You can't see him. So you have to close your eyes. Nobody around will disturb you. So that you are. You see, what are we praying? We are praying. We are asking God for a revival in our school. We are asking that people will start to fear God again and stop doing the wrong things and fear God again. So you are talking to God. So it's like I have to close my eyes so that my mind can be thinking, Lord, I'm asking you for revival, Lord. Why you only you your prayer when you're praying? You are telling yourself that, oh, you are a gentle guy. See, gentle guys. Maybe some of your schoolmates are even in the church. That's that the girls will see how you are doing. Oh, you have sweated. And your guy. And you know, why? Oh, but prayer meeting. Watch your sneakers. Energy. I said, Obia, birthday party. And I'm not preaching anything well. I'm talking to the ladies and gentlemen. Because they are the ones who have been doing that. Ladies and gentlemen. As for us, when we come, we pray. Have you seen these children when they come for prayer meeting before? When everybody is walking from here to here, they also do some. They just walk up They just go, keep going, come, keep going. And sometimes you may say, they start to speak in tongues, they may even be imitating. But at a point, you don't even know. You see, if the child starts to imitate, at a point, the baptism of the Holy Spirit will come. You will not be able to tell when the imitated one stopped and the real one came. It's a good sign. But these people who are ladies and gentlemen, who come to church in their sneakers and their jeans, and their white shirt that they have ironed it very nicely and starched it, when you say, shall we pray? And then they will sit down. Then they sit down. You see, they sit. One share, I'll be called hell. Sasubai, we win Jaya, I'll be called hell. Sasubai, we. If I'm going to heaven, when Jaya, I'll be called hell. The Bible says that since the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of God has suffered violence. And he said that those who are violent, they are the ones who take it. Those who are violent, they are the ones who enter into it. I'm preaching to you. I don't know now. You guys sleeping? You can sleep now. We are almost close, so you can sleep. I'm talking to for the distinguished guests. I finished with them. I'm talking to ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and who? I'm talking to who? That's why I'm standing here. I'm standing here to talk to ladies and gentlemen. Let the zeal that and see because of that. When you are in secondary school, you don't stand out. You don't stand out. So. Kwasiebia no okase ade na ono otonu obetobi. You know what I'm saying? Is it making sense to you? Is it making sense to you? Yes. Kwasiebia, you see, you are going. Now they say that they are. Hey. Don't make noise. They are occultists. People are going to juju people. People are taking sick people in secondary school to go to malams. It is the person is at home. Obefia, never painting, no. Otefia din, oba vacation kwa umpie. But okoskula, then he's going to visit malams and things. Is it not here in Techiman also that people go and see malams for sikedro? Yeah. And some too, homosexuals, lesbians. You are a church girl. You are a Christian, born again Christian, washed with the blood of Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit lives in you. You speak in tongues. You are going to heaven. How come a lesbian is not afraid of you? And she has come to you to try and... How come? Because, number one, there is no zeal in you. And so it's not even showing. If it was showing, she will not dare. She will not dare. If, you see... Am I preaching well? Auntie Georgina. Let me tell another story. Do you like stories? This one, I like telling this story because it's a very nice story to me. When I was in secondary school, Form 3, every year they do reshuffling. The dorm that you are in, they will bring people from under that dorm so that we can all mix. So Form 3, they don't reshuffle Form 3s because we are the seniors. You know what I mean? Yeah. So, Form 3 went Form 3, and then they were doing reshuffling. And then the house captain said that he was bringing some boy B into our room. Then the Form 3s in my room said they don't like the boy. I listened to my story. And we were only me, 1, 2, 3. We were 4 Form 3s in the room at that time. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yes. Then the rest were Form 2s and then Form 1s. Then the Form 3s in the room said, no, we don't want this guy. I said, that guy is who? He's a weird guy. We don't want him. What is weird? What has he done? So he has some strange behavior. So sometimes you can wake up in the middle of the night and then you see him, you see him chanting or something. Or like something strange. I said, I don't know him. But I'm a Form 3 guy in this room and we are 4. And I also have a vote. And I say, let the boy come. If he behaves weirdly, strangely, we will tell the house captain and he will remove him. Isn't that a good plan? So the seniors in the room, we all agreed. Then they did the shot, then the boy came. So I said, I was watching the boy to see. First week, me who say. Second week, me who say. Third week, me who say. What this guy? The only thing is that the boy, he doesn't talk. When he enters the room, he greets. Good afternoon. Then he goes to his corner. That's all. He will do everything. He doesn't talk to anybody. Then he will go to class. When he enters the room, good afternoon. When you are talking, chatting, talking, he doesn't talk to anybody. He just sits in the corner by himself. I was watching the boy. One night I was asleep. I woke up in the middle of the night to go to the washroom. When I woke up, here was this boy. The room that we were in, this side, there are beds. This side, there are beds. And then we walk in the middle. I saw the boy. He was walking in the room. We were all sleeping. We were all fellow Christians. We were all fellow Christians. And he, this form two boy who has come to the shalabrandalibalabalaba. I got up. I went to wee. I came back. I covered myself with my cloth. And he was in the room. Shalabrandalaba. So the following morning, I told the form three people, this boy, he will stay. I said, if, because we are all asleep, and because he alone is walking up and down, that's why witches are not disturbing us in this room. It's not a good thing. It's not a good thing. And he said, maybe the reason why we were sleeping very soundly in the room was because this boy was praying. He was praying insecticide. And you are sleeping. You are not having nightmares because this boy has come to the room. You say you are going to suck. I said, I told the boy he will stay. And if me to have a vote, I will not allow. He will stay. And I was watching the boy. Look, sometimes I'm going to class. And he's coming from class. I'll meet him on the way. He will just greet. Then he will pass. You know what I saw he was doing? Everywhere I met him, he was speaking in tongues. Everywhere. When he's walking, he doesn't talk to anybody. He doesn't have any conversation, any concern. No. So, always. His school bag will be with him. One day I was in the room. And he came. I was in the room in the afternoon. And I was sitting by my mind, and he came. When he entered, he was speaking tongues when he entered into the room. He entered, he sat down by his box. He was going to make Gary Sokins. You know Gary Sokins? Gary Sokins, you know Gary Sokins. Look, my poem, I can't remember my poem. It's almost time. He took his cap out of the box. Shalabrandali balabrandali balaba. Pour the Gary inside. Kalabrandali balabrandali balaba. Pour the sugar inside. Makalabrandali balabala balabala. Pour the milk inside. Sholi brandali balabala balaba. You know, you have to mix the Gary and the soakings, the Gary and the sugar and the milk to get a homogeneous mixture. Do you know homogeneous mixture? Do you know homogeneous mixture? You don't know these things in Techima. Like, you have to mix it so that everything mixes well. And say, Gary ni bi wa ha, milk ni na koshe ha, sugar ni. No, it was all money balancing. So when you finish mixing two, see whether it is homogeneous. You have to taste. Oh, be why Gary soakings be hard than him. Say, and son of a shame, so no good, so no, so tasty. Until we are, then you point to Shalabranda level. Shankalabranda level. I fell in love with the boy, I tell you. I said, this boy, he will stay in this room. I will stay in this room. Yeah. And do you know what happened to me? From that day, me too, I started speaking in tongues everywhere. I said I was going to copy this boy. This thing is a good thing. He speaks in tongues everywhere. I also started speaking in tongues everywhere. Like I would just go in so blah, 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 blah. And I said, as I said, I realized that it's not, see, sometimes when you are tensed, I promise you. Yes, I know that you are tired. You have been here for a long time. No problem. I'm closing very soon. Sometimes, when I go through exams, now we aim to show. Oh, put your hands down. Yes. First, I didn't know what to do. But after I started to do what the boy did, I noticed, pay attention to me, don't talk. I noticed that when I am going to write the exam and I start to become worried, become anxious, I start to speak in tongues and it calms me down. it starts to bring me down. So till today, every time I am afraid or I'm not sure or I am nervous, I start shalom. You don't have to shout it. You see, your prayer meeting there, and then what they are one casa, you are speaking to yourself. It's just people are learning last minute apple. Saturday name kwasi asem, who confuse you more? What's your say? What's young with the area best share and go for exam room? Now omo ye omo also koshebi. Koshebi. And now you are confused. When your own comes, you can't even write it. So when I come for the exam, people are talking, they are checking their last minute notes. Don't they write exams in this town? But they're not minding me. Or you don't do what I'm saying. How many of you went to write an exam? When you went to the place, people were learning something. You went to go and learn some. You went to go and look at what they were looking. That's why you have not gone to look some before. And sometimes you went to go and look. The one that you learned, you know, you thought this one was going to come back. That their own didn't come, your own came. Eh. So me, I don't like that thing. When I come to the exam and I see people are talking together, I don't go there. I stand in a corner and I start to speak to myself. Just to bring me down. You see that? And you see, if there's some lesbian in the area who is trying to recruit you, when they see how you are always speaking in tongues, what do you think they will do? They say, this girl, she's not like on your papa. Leave that one. This one is possible. But this one, leave her. Let's go here. They will not come near you. They are coming near you is because their zeal is not there. Let me see. Number two. When you have zeal, then we are closing. When you have zeal, what does it do to you? Number one, it wears you out. It makes you angry. It makes you angry at wrongdoing. Number two, it eats you up. It eats you up. Tomorrow I'll say it again. Because today you are tired. Are you tired? Yes, you can see that you are tired. You are tired. But we are closing. It's 4:41. I promise that we'll close at 4. So give me a few minutes and we'll close. Okay. Isn't it? Okay. Yes. Zeal eats you up. Psalm 69, verse 9. Psalm 69, verse 9. What does it say? Is it on the screen? Martin, you will be for the zeal of thine house has eaten me up, and the reproaches of them that reproach thee are falling on me. Let me read it from the NIV. See what it is. Psalm 69, verse 9. Tomorrow I will show you the things you must be zealous about. Okay. For zeal for your house consumes me, and the insults of those who insult you fall on me. Are you there? Are you there? Because zeal for your house has eating me up. When you have zeal, when you have zeal for Real Madrid, when they lose a match, you can't eat. True or not true? True or not true? Is it not? I'm not a football. I'm on Norson. But true or not true? Team men, I'm supporting. Prince, team men, Real Madrid. Yes. Yes. Show my Wenije. But it's kind of a moment. Oh, coaching the manner. Now, players, no, oh, be na my home. Only a mobile of Busiana, or Bobus and New York team in Mana. Now, then I show my area. Because there is something inside you called zeal for that team. And that, are you listening to me? Are you listening to me? Sans zeal, ne, oh, Muno. De Biano. And my old pese team nube ye ye na akone nim. All the people talk about hey, if you do, I'll not close again. Oh, if you don't stop talking, I won't close again. I will not close. I will just be talking. Me, I can ask the people I came. I can talk from right now until in the night. I have things I will talk in. You see, I was telling you stories. I have stories, plenty of stories. I will be telling you stories. We'll be here till night. So keep quiet so that I can close. The zeal for the team and my open source team ni ye. And sometimes you say that they say, oh, on koto play away. So and I play away. There's like as if you know, like this player, it's not any my team. No, who tier rate you are? Omo mo ye sports program. Omo but it was like, you see now, see, but Lukaku no, any my team. No, I don't know who Lukaku. But I've been hearing the name Lukaku. Is a player. Huh? They say, oh, we strike our new striker, Papa. We, I was saying, you're too way more. Now, Rodriguez, is the zeal that you have, it when the team is winning, you are very happy. Oh, yes. What is it making sense to you? Is it making sense to you? Oh, yes. In the same way also, when you have zeal for the good things, like for example, the church to do well, for people to come to the church will be, that's why, in this conference, we don't have a pianist. We don't have a drummer. Do you know why? Somebody doesn't have zeal so that when we have a program like this, they can play. So they have not gone to learn how to play it. You are quiet now. Yes. I'm not saying it well. You go to school. You close from school, 2 o'clock. You do extra classes from 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock. You come home, you have classes teacher from 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock. Saturday, you go to school for Saturday classes from 9 o'clock to 12 o'clock. When you come home, classes teacher is waiting for you to come and do classes from 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock. Is this somebody's story? I'm telling you, there's somebody's story. Come and do classes for 2 to 3 o'clock. Why? Because, Charlie, you want to pass the exam. There's a zeal for, like, I cannot fail. But you have not gone to say, I want to learn how to play this instrument so that when we come to church, not grown-up's church, when we come to children's church, I can play this thing. It's a zeal that is not there. But when you have a zeal for something, you want the thing to go on. You want it to work. That's the meaning of the zeal is, when I sleep, I cannot even sleep because I'm always thinking about it. And I'm thinking, how can I make it work? How can I make it work all the time? What has brought me here is zeal. I should close. I'm closing. I'm talking to some people. They can hear my voice. What has brought me here? Zeal has brought me here. Zeal for young people like Queen's Love to know God in a deep, the Bible says in Genesis 5, I think, it says, Enoch walked with God and he was not, because God took him. Find it. Find 5:25 or something like that. 5:24. And Enoch, Zenith, what's your name? Blessing. And Enoch walked with God. Have you seen Enoch is a human being and God is God? Desmond, how did they do it? And I want you to see a verse, it doesn't confuse you. It doesn't confuse you. Where did they stand side by side to walk? Is it walked with God? Come. Walk with me. Walk with me to the other side. And Enoch walked with God. Oh, you're not understanding what I'm preaching to you. Enoch is a superhero. And Enoch is a super. Yeah, open that, but I mean, you preaching and preaching here. Open them, I'm going to say, I didn't. I said, Kaftan, come on, say, now, one for book behind me. Put the trousers to go down, let me see. And stand by me. And let's preach. Enoch. Do you know God? Trendian Ponyang Nyami. What, you have names in tree for this type of, like what? Mention some. Onyankopon he. Totrobonsu, it means what? All the mean the words have meaning. Osajefo, oje oje obia oje amansan oje obianti osa ajefo. Otumfo, it's not a human being's name, it's God's name. Otumfo is tumi nina for, like tumi nina is you are there for. You're not mentioning the heavy names. You are forgetting them. Or see idea or your see idea your. This one is this, that. The creator of heaven and earth. The one who sits in heaven and the earth, he puts his leg on it as a footstool. Enoch walked with him. Walked with him. We are walking, walk faster. Enoch, you guys, are you not seeing that Enoch is a very wild guy? Enoch is not a supernatural guy. He's a superhero. They didn't walk together in heaven, no. Enoch was here. And God came here to come and walk with him. Hey! How many of you want this one, Sam? You want it? You want Sam? You want this one that they are describing, Sam? Everything in the Bible, everything that you see in the Bible, you can want Sam. It means that if it has happened to somebody there, it can happen to you also. You must want Sam. Enoch, please walk with me. I'm even happy as walking with God. Enoch is walking with God. I mean, walking with God. My point is, you are not interested in what I'm preaching. Entry, when I see your face, you don't like what I'm preaching. I'll go to preach somewhere else. And the Bible says that after God walked with him for some time, of course, if you are in heaven, it is like you. How many of you have done sleepovers before? Sleepover. Sleep, like you go and sleep in your friend's house till the next day. How many have done something before? Don't you have not done something before? I've not done something before. Please, I've not done something before. Your mother will not allow. Yeah, you people, your mothers are this thing. In Accra, they do it. Yeah, if your mother knows the other person's mother, like Felicia's mother knows Dorothy's mother, and they know that they are all good people, you can go and, so Friday to late like this, you can go and stay in their house. You sleep there and stay there and come home on Saturday. So God was coming from his house to Enoch, then they will walk, then they will be talking. Come from his house, then they will walk, then they will be, are you following me? Come from, then one day, God said that, coming from heaven to your to here, coming from here is too far. Oh, I've stopped preaching. We don't like what I'm preaching. Desmond, what I'm preaching to you, is nice to me. Because every time when God comes and he goes back to his house, then he misses Enoch. I can't wait to see him again tomorrow. So one day God said, one day God said, Enoch, come and stay in my house. You're not clapping about this one. Enoch. It's okay. Every day I'm coming to come and see you. Then I'll go back. I'm coming to come and see you. Then I'll go back. It's too much. When I go back, I'm missing you. I'm thinking about you. I can't wait till the next day to come again. I'm missing you too much. So you know, son, to just make it simple for me, Enoch, you come and stay in my... So the Bible says that Enoch walked with God, and he was not mean that he disappeared. Those who knew him in the area, they couldn't see him again. I see the guy says he doesn't have any other translation. I would have shown you what the meaning of he was not means. But Enoch was walking with God. Hey, don't sleep. You are a gentleman. Oh, gentleman, you are sleeping that what? My point is, Enoch was walking with God, and then one day nobody could find him anymore. Why? Because God took him. May you have a spiritual experience with God That is like this. That is like this. Oh, you don't like what I'm saying. That is like this. That is like this. Me? Look, I saw this verse long ago. It's one of my prayers. It will be very nice for God to take you to where he is, to go and be there. Just live there. I pray for you. We're closing. I pray for you. That your zeal, after this conference, God will begin to impart zeal in you. That will do two things. Number one, your zeal will wear you out. When you see people doing the wrong thing, it will make you angry. Number two, your zeal, it will do what? It will eat you up. It will eat you up. It will make you want to see whatever good thing is going on. It should go on well. That's why I'm here. The children in the church, Christian children in the church, they must grow. You see, in Joel 2:28, Joel prophesied by the Spirit of God that it shall come to pass in the last days that I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. He says that your young men, they will see visions. Your old men, they will dream dreams. He says, I will pour my Spirit upon the handmaids. It's like Queen's Love, the Spirit of God will come upon. Do you know what happens when the Spirit of God comes upon you? You see, you are looking disinterested. But let me tell you. There was a woman called Catherine Kuhlman some years ago. God had poured her Spirit on her. People saw it with their eyes. And sometimes Catherine Kuhlman will be on the stage like this. And she'll be preaching. And sometimes when she's preaching, she comes above the ground. It's not Tolly, it's not a movie. People are in the church. That sometimes she'll just be moving about, she'll be preaching. Sometimes when the anointing, the Spirit of God comes upon her, she suspends in the air. Like her leg, the human being goes up like that in the sky. May it happen to you. May it happen. My zeal is to see that kind of thing happen among children. That's why I have come here. My zeal, not for grown-ups. This grown-up, and don't mind them. All these grown-up people, where this woman, she's like, oh, yeah, wait. The time a trim. Oh, no, wait. This, don't mind all this. All this, they are this thing. This conference, not for them. This conference, no. Their job is to bring us ice cream cake, bring us bread. And when we want to poo-poo, they will take us to go and poo-poo and come back. That's their job. The conference is not, it's not about these people. These people, their time has passed. Your time is now. You're not saying amen to me. I say your time is now. Look, tomorrow I'll tell you about more. There was a prophet. He had zeal. People were worshipping idols. He called fire from heaven. Do you understand? Can you stand here and call fire to come from heaven? Tomorrow we shall continue. Stand to your feet. You can go back to your seat. I want us to pray. How many of you can speak in tongues? How many of you don't speak in tongues, but you want to speak in tongues? You don't speak in tongues, but you like it. If you get, you like. It's called a prayer language. We use it to pray. How many of you want it? Okay, tomorrow, those of you want it tomorrow, I'll pray for you so that you get it. Is it a good idea? But right now, all those who speak in tongues, begin to speak in tongues loud. I want to hear you loudly. Shout. We are shouting in tongues for 1 minute. Shout. Mahabalo, dadabalabra, talibalaba, makapa kalabalabra, pasakalaba. Shout. Repako, dalabahalabra, talibalabaha. Repakaba kalabra, pasabra, talibalaba. Lepakan, dalabalabro, sakalabalaba. We are shouting in tongues. Maho, labalaba. Mapapa tekelabalabra, talibalaba. Masapa kolibala bran palibalaba repakonda bahala bala bran talibalaba lebondoli bala bra palibalabre
Repaka pakonda kalabala brampali balaba. Emayonda la balabrota. Rapasa kapa kalaba. Rapasa pakoli balabaha. Lepaka palabra palibaha. Mesapake balabrantalibaha. Repaliondo libaha. Maya bakoda. Rapaka rianda laba. Epaka dalabala brantalibalaba. Don't be quiet. Pray. Mahalo. Rapasa pakala brantalibalaba. Le prepelianda libara brapalibalaba. Repaso pakala balabrantalibelebe. Mala bala bala brampali balaba. Rapa soka bala brantali belebe. Mahanda la bala brampali bala bala ba. Rapa so bala bala ba. Mehanda li bele bala branda li bele bele be. Rapa kola. Mahala bala brantali bala ba. Rapa so kala bala branda li bele be. Rapa so pakala bala branda li bala ba. Rapa liondo li bala branda li bala bala ba. Rapa so pakala bala ba. E mayonda la bala bre. Rapa sa pakala bala bala ba. Ma rapa so li branda li bala bala ba. Mala brantali bala branda li bele be. Rapa pakoli bala bra. Rapa so pakalianda la ba. E mayondo li bele branda li bele be. Rapa kalianda la bala brapa li bala ba. Masa pakoli bala branda li bala. A few seconds more. A few seconds more. Mahalo nalabaha. Repaso la bala baha. Repako la bala bala baha. Repelianda la bala bro. Rapasa pakala bala branda li bele bala ba. Mela brata li bala brata li bele bele bele. Rapa papaliondo li bala ba. Rapaso kata la bala ba. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for the things we have heard. We ask you for the grace. I'm praying. Hey. We are praying. Close your eyes and pray. Don't shout during prayer time. Thank you for all the things we have heard. Holy Spirit, we are asking that, Lord, you will explain them to us and make them clearer to us. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Bonsema Yesu. And take your seats. So, all too soon, we have come to the end of day one of Strong Christian Conference, Techiman 2024. And I am very, very happy that I came. I'm very happy about the things that God is talking to us about. I feel that God is talking to somebody over here very powerfully.